This episode is brought to you by PNC Bank, who believes some things in life should be boring, like banking.
Because boring is safe and responsible, level-headed and wise. All things you want your bank to be.
You don't want your bank to be cool or sexy. Sexy is for 80s hair bands, not banks. That's why PNC Bank strives to be boring with your money so you can be happily fulfilled with your life.
PNC Bank, brilliantly boring since 1865.
Brilliantly Boring Since 1865 is a service mark of the PNC Financial Services Group, Incorporated. PNC Bank, a National Association, member FDIC.
Can I rant for a sec?
Please.
Pay apps are way too public.
What happened?
Some rando hearted a payment from 5 months ago, and I realized people can see my entire history, who I'm paying, like full names. It's super weird.
Yeah, it's weird. How are you paying your friends then?
Apple Cash. It's all in messages. You can literally send cash like a text, and it stays between friends. Random people can't see it.
Did you just pay me a dollar on Apple Cash?
Shh.
Services are provided by Green Dot Bank. Member FDIC. Terms apply.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Hey, this is Annie.
And Samantha.
And welcome to Stephanie Never Told You, a production of iHeartRadio.
And I guess we need to do a timestamp, don't I? It's March 10th, and we missed, I guess, technically saying anything about International Women's Day. So happy belated International Women's Day to all the people.
Yeah.
Out there.
Women's History Month, you know,
there's so many things. Mm-hmm. But, you know, even though we're a little bit behind, we're still trekking because what we do is talk about women and talk about those who identify as women, non-binary people, all the folks who identify as feminist. That's who we talk about. And today, I thought we would take the moment to talk about what is happening and all the different movements that is happening in South Korea. I believe I've mentioned previously some of the things that have happened there, but I thought we'd do a little bit of a refresher. First, we wanted to give you some context. South Korea has been hit hard with anti-feminist attitudes across the country the last few years. And even though government officials have talked about change previously, many of the things have been ignored or outright spoken against just recently.
Yes. And also just to note, as with many of these, this is going to be some pronunciation difficulties, but we're going to try our best.
Yes, pronunciation difficulties and some hard issues. Content warning.
Yeah. Uh-huh. The current president, President Yoon Suk-yeol, used a platform of anti-feminism to help him win in 2022. He pushed an agenda accusing misandry and the use of gender equality policies as the downfall for the jobs market. According to the 2023 report that was made by the Human Rights Watch organization, quote, during his campaign for president, President Yoon made frequent appeals to anti-feminist male voters, blamed feminism for the decline in the birth rate, and pledged to abolish the Ministry of Gender Equality and Family, which he is currently trying to dismantle.
And yeah, for a country that is at the bottom of the list of developed countries for the rights and safety of women, the latest shift in feminism isn't good news, as in fact, The Economist has ranked South Korea as the worst, quote, working environment for women. The gender gap for the country has also helped keep the country at the bottom of this list with a gap of over 31%. Many attribute the sexist ideas as the reason for continued discrimination, including that the women could get pregnant, and oftentimes due to their pregnancy or having children, they are forced to leave their jobs. And many experts have talked about how not having more women in the workplace is a misuse of amazing talent, and that South Korean women, who have some of the highest educational attainment end up having the least amount of employment opportunities or job promotions and any positions in management. So there's a lot of conversation about what's happening. But the discrimination isn't just due to career and business. Some of the biggest stigmas against women are based largely on looks and unrealistic beauty standards. South Korea's makeup and beauty brand and industry has become an international market, and much of the advertising is about being the perfect woman, and that includes complexion of skin, all of that. In fact, women with short haircuts are often targets of harassment and ridicule, ridiculing them, saying that they're lesbians. And even if they are, I don't understand why that's the thing, but they continue to harass them for that, to the point that many women have run away. And it has kind of become a symbol for women and feminism to have that short haircut. And yeah, even if you're an Olympian with a short haircut, you're not protected. They will come after you as well. And we've seen that happen. But with all of that not so great news comes those who do bring some light to this. As much backlash feminism may have gotten, it can't be denied that there are those who are pushing forward. South Korea had one of the most successful Me Too movements in Asia, holding many officials accountable for their harassment in the workplace. That includes them losing jobs, being taken off of political seats, all of that. So some things are happening.
In 2019, South Korea had a Escape the Corset movement where women publicly rejected the Korean beauty standards. Activists and photographers like Jeon Bora have done several exhibitions to, quote, destroy the socially defined idea of a woman, which is what she told NPR. And after the stabbing of a woman in 2016, many women came together in movements to spread awareness of the wide prevailing harassment, including the practice of murka, or filming women in bathrooms or upskirt shots, where most of the predators are men and oftentimes are released with little to no consequences. And all the while, a woman who took a picture of a man who often left a classroom naked after modeling nude for art school posted it online, she was charged with jail time.
Right. It was really significant because nobody had been given this type of sentence. But because this man, who was known for publicly flashing women after leaving class, was mad that it was posted. And so the judge gave her a harsh sentence of actual jail time. And movements like these are still happening, including the 4B movement. According to different reports, 4B may have started many years ago, but the beginning of its popularity may have come around 2016 with the original idea of the hashtag no marriage lifestyle, which became a little more complex, becoming more like boycotting men and reproductive labor altogether. So the estimated number of participants have been skewed from 5,000 to 50,000 people. The title 4B is a breakdown of the four no's, or B, the word in Korean, which represents as the following: biseksu, no sex; bichulsun, no child rearing; bionne, no dating; and bihon, no marriage to men. So the idea is that there's been no sex, no child rearing, no dating, and no marriage to men, no heterosexual marriage to men, essentially. And in this movement, there was two women, Jung Se-young and Bak Hana, two who were the ones behind the hashtag no marriage movement. And obviously, this idea has become more popular with their outspokenness of the movement. I believe they have a YouTube channel. I don't know if it's still going, but they did anyway. And then the novel-turned-movie Kim Ji-young, born 1982, has brought a lot of awareness to the movement as well and kind of started a new wave. And I think this will happen in like 2019, so it's been recent.
Yeah. This episode is brought to you by PNC Bank, who believes some things in life should be boring, like banking.
Because boring is safe and responsible, level-headed and wise. All things you want your bank to be.
You don't want your bank to be cool or sexy. Sexy is for 80s hair bands, not banks. That's why PNC Bank strives to be boring with your money so you can be happily fulfilled with your life.
PNC Bank, brilliantly boring since 1865.
Brilliantly Boring Since 1865 is a service mark of the PNC Financial Services Group, Incorporated. PNC Bank, a National Association, member FDIC.
Can I rant for a sec?
Please.
Pay apps are way too public.
What happened?
Some rando hearted a payment from 5 months ago, and I realized people can see my entire history, who I'm paying, like full names. It's super weird.
Yeah, it's weird. How are you paying your friends then?
Apple Cash. It's all in messages. You can literally send cash like a text, and it stays between friends. Random people can't see it.
did you just pay me a dollar on Apple Cash?
Shh. Services are provided by Green Dot Bank. Member FDIC. Terms apply.
Snagajob is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snagajob is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position: warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snagajob's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text SNAG to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
And the 4B movement could be seen as the counter-movement of the ILBE, which came out around 2014 and is an anti-feminist group that assumes that women are gold-digging, shallow humans that benefit from additional rights and privileges, not being required to serve in the national military. The 4B movement is about women finding emotional and financial independence from men, advising women to save money on not buying, quote, self-fashioning labor to be able to live independently in the future. And many of the 4B women feel this lifestyle is the only way to have autonomy in South Korea and to push back on the misogyny of the country.
Right. And even if the women in the country may not follow all the ideas of the 4B movement, many feel similarly about the idea of marriage within the country. With the possibility of the current government dismantling the progress that was made earlier, such as abolishing of the Ministry of Gender Equality and Family, many women are turning away from the idea of family and children altogether. The birth rate for the country has become the lowest in the world. And the government really is not helping the situation. So with things like the national birth map, which many women see as an offensive tool that treats people with uteruses like livestock. There's been a lot of programs to try to incentivize women getting pregnant. It's interesting. And with many challenges organizations like 4B faces as the terrifying misogynistic environment that the government seems to be fostering, they have challenges within the group as well. They seem to be more focused on the issues as a single issue of gender. And we know that can be a problem, cis women, specifically just cis women, and not always being inclusive on the trans community. Again, this is a newer organization that we're talking about, so I'm not really sure the bigger picture. And maybe for those in South Korea or involved in that activism can let us know. But there has been talk that there feels like there's an exclusionary part to the trans community. You know, and if we learned anything from history, focusing solely on an issue instead of looking at the intersectionality of these issues will lead to more problems and very little action. So hopefully they will kind of come together and see that understanding that it's not just a single thing, but in order to dismantle it, you have to dismantle all of the things. So
Right. But there is a lot happening in the country as the marginalized community in South Korea continues to fight against the oppression, which has been supported outright by the current government, and many are coming out to publicly show their support of the movement against this oppression. In 2022, protests occurred throughout the country to show the people's disapproval of President Yoon's actions and policies, and organizations like 4B and Hael, which is Korean for tsunami, continue to advocate for the people in these communities. As the leader of Hael, Lee told NPR, "What makes me hopeful are my fellow feminist friends seeing women like me who have short hair with no makeup and women's rights protest that show that we are not alone."
Yeah. And we will continue to watch what's going on because I feel like a lot of the countries are going through similar things at this point in time with our government.
Yeah.
And we're no strangers to seeing what's happening, feeling those oppressive ideals as well. But we wanted to keep a tabs on what is going on. And hopefully there'll be some good news. There always typically is, even if it feels dark.
Yes. There's always... look for the light, Samantha. You know the whole thing.
I try.
Yes. Yes. Well, yeah, we'll definitely check back in on this. And if anybody is participating in this, knows more about this in South Korea or around the world, we would love to hear from you. You can email us at stephaniemomstuff@iheartmedia.com. You can find us on Twitter at Momstuff Podcast or on Instagram and TikTok at Stuff Mom Never Told You. You can also find us on YouTube. Thanks as always to our super producer, Christina, our executive producer, Maya, and our frequent contributor, researcher, TikToker extraordinaire, Joey.
Yes. Thank y'all.
Yes, and thanks to you for listening. Stuff I Never Told You is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, you can check out the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows. This episode is brought to you by PNC Bank, who believes some things in life should be boring, like banking.
Because boring is safe and responsible, level-headed and wise. All things you want your bank to be.
You don't want your bank to be cool or sexy. Sexy is for 80s hair bands, not banks. That's why PNC Bank strives to be boring with your money so you can be happily fulfilled with your life.
PNC Bank, brilliantly boring since 1865.
Brilliantly Boring Since 1865 is a service mark of the PNC Financial Services Group, Incorporated. PNC Bank, a National Association, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.